Good morning. It's Friday, the 8th of May, 2026. This is 3 before 9 from AI in Asia's intelligence desk. Yesterday, we talked about Huawei's $12 billion chip push and how Nvidia's China share has gone to zero. Today, the next chapter of that story is already being written. We've got Beijing's most strategic check yet for DeepSeek, Sense Time selling cheap AI to the global south, and Samsung crossing the $1 trillion line. Let's start with DeepSeek. The Hangzhou lab is reportedly in talks for its first ever outside funding round at a valuation of about $45 billion. The lead investor isn't a venture fund. It's China's state-backed semiconductor Big Fund, the same vehicle that bankrolls SMIC and CXMT. Tencent and Alibaba are also reportedly angling for stakes. The total raise could land between $3 and $4 billion, and the money is going straight into chips, infrastructure, and salaries. Until last month, DeepSeek hadn't taken a single dollar of outside capital. The whole company was funded off the balance sheet of its parent hedge fund, Highflyer. Here's why this matters for Asia. When the big fund leads a round, it's not really about the money. It's Beijing tagging DeepSeek as strategic infrastructure, the same status that gets you state-aligned customers, regulatory cover, and a seat at the central government procurement table. For Asian enterprises and developers betting on Chinese open source models, this signals a deeper, longer-running competitor to the Western Frontier Labs. Cheaper inference, longer roadmap, and a model line that's now politically unkillable inside China. Okay, story number two. Sense Time, the sanctioned Chinese AI firm, is doubling down on cheaper multimodal models and emerging market customers. Co-founder Linda Huar told CNBC this week that with the NVIDIA Frontier chips off the table, the company's edge is going to be cost. Their new Sense Nova U1 model costs roughly a tenth of OpenAI's image model to run, and it's light enough to deploy where cloud is patchy and expensive. The international play is now anchored around three corridors: Southeast Asia, the Middle East, and most recently, Brazil. Sense Time has plugged DeepSeek and its open-source Lazy LLM framework into its SenseCore cloud for Gulf customers. So you've got a Chinese vendor selling Chinese models on Chinese infrastructure into markets where US frontier pricing is starting to cause sticker shock. Why it matters for Asia? This is the cheap AI playbook coming for enterprise procurement. In India, Indonesia, and the Philippines, where US frontier model pricing is brutal, and across MENA, where buyers want non-US sovereign options, Sense Time is offering a credible second tier at a fraction of the cost. Expect more regional tenders to start asking incumbents to match it. And expect more local system integrators to quietly bake Chinese multimodal models into their stack. And our third story today. Samsung Electronics' market value crossed $1 trillion on Wednesday. The shares jumped more than 13% in a single session. That makes Samsung the second Asian company in history to hit the $1 trillion mark after TSMC. The trigger was a record first quarter, with operating profit up more than eightfold to 57.2 trillion won. Underneath that, the real driver is AI memory. HBM supply is tight across Samsung, SK Hynix, and Micron. The Korean Kospi Index broke 7,000 for the first time on the back of the rally. SK Hynix added more than 10% on the same day. Why it matters for Asia. This is the moment when Asia's AI hardware story stops being a US tailwind narrative and starts trading as a regional asset class on its own. North Asia memory and foundry now command the same scarcity premium that Nvidia has owned for 2 years. You can see the spillover in Korean and Taiwanese index weights, in ETF flows, and in corporate borrowing costs. For Asian enterprise buyers, the practical takeaway is that HBM and advanced packaging will stay rationed deep into 2027. Plan AI server lead times accordingly. And now, the AI in Asia view. Look at today's three stories together and you can see the shape of Asia AI in 2026 hardening into something distinct from the US playbook. China is funneling state capital into its frontier lab. Its sanctioned mid-tier vendors are turning the cost gap into a geographic strategy. And Korea has just minted the second Asian trillion-dollar tech name on the back of selling shovels to the global AI gold rush. The region is no longer a downstream market for Western AI infrastructure. It is the supply chain and, increasingly, the frontier. For enterprise buyers in Singapore, Mumbai, Jakarta, or Riyadh, the practical takeaway is to start treating Chinese open source models and Korean HBM as strategic procurement categories with their own long-term contracts, not as a hedge or backup to US options. The cost curves are bending. The financing is in place. The geopolitics are baked in. The next 12 months are about which Asian buyers and integrators position early on the new stack and which ones are still trying to source from a US-only supplier list when capacity dries up. Three stories down, now go own the day. That's your 3 before 9 from AI in Asia's intelligence desk. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning. Have a great Friday.